Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and every Saturday on News Radio, well, we don't call it News Radio anymore. It's just KNSS 1330 and 98.7 FM. Food, wine, and fun for your ears. I get to talk to people who are doing stuff on the cutting edge of both food and wine. Cookbook authors, winemakers, chefs, but you name it. Sometimes it's just me filling the air with my, no, I can't say that on the radio. I'm glad you're with us. If you missed the first part, don't forget you can always go to goodlifeguy.com, follow the link, or go direct to knssradio.com. Podcasts are available back for the last 2 years. You can listen live. I have people that have been listening in Europe, former military buds, for years, and we usually give away something. And we're going to do that today, too. My guest is George Rose. He's coming to us from beautiful California, where his career in winemaking has led him back to his first love of photography. And I said winemaking. You know what I mean, George. Sorry.
I'm not a winemaker. I just play one.
Well, and you're a wine drinker, and that's a good thing. George takes magnificent photography. His website, by the way, is simply georgerose.com. His new book, Vineyard, Sonoma County, it looks magnificent. It is a tabletop book filled with some of his photographs. George, we touched on Fetzer, and remember back when Fetzer had that advertisement nationally. It was, can you say Gewürztraminer?
Hey, we sold a lot of Gewürz those days.
Oh, man. And still do it. It's still one of my favorites. And, of course, one of the folks that got me keyed up about Fetzer and helped us arrange many a visit out to Fetzer up in the north end there is Jack Tanksley. And by luck of things unbeknown, now by Facebook, Jack called in. Jack Tanksley, welcome to The Good Life.
Hey, it's great to be on The Good Life. I think it's been about 32 years since my last appearance on The Good Life as
okay.
a co-host.
Okay.
You've moved away.
Stop talking about the time difference in those years.
Okay.
It makes me
okay.
feel really bad.
We were only 7 and 8 then, but the youngest wine drinkers in Miami.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to say, George, congratulations on the book. I'm looking forward to getting my in-person signed copies. And I think it comes at a great time when people need a lift out there. I've seen some of the pictures of some of our friends' homes and wineries that are just flat down to the ground, and it's just terrible. So I'm glad that Guy's giving a little bit of voice to this because a lot of those folks could use some money. There are some GoFundMe sites. I saw one for Ken Beck, and it's actually gone over the goal, so that's great to hear. But you're hanging out with one of the – I wish you were there in person with this guy because Guy – and his brother, Brian, were food and wine running buddies of mine for a number of years. And it's just, I'm enjoying the show. And when I saw on Facebook that you were going to be on, I absolutely had to call in. And I'm glad you guys got a chance to talk to you.
Hey, Jack, it's great to hear your voice. And Facebook friends forever, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah. So I'll be out in your area, in Solvang. Actually, going to probably stay in Solvang. And I'll let you know when I'm coming out. Hope you're going to be in town. And maybe we can get together and drink a glass of vino.
Cool.
Best of luck with the show, Guy.
You bet, man. I wish we were all going to be out there together, but maybe we'll have to arrange that. And
I'll let you know when I'm going.
Get brother Brian too.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Good luck with the show and good luck with the book, George. Take care.
See you, Jack.
See you, Jack. Take care, buddy. All right. Now.
That was nice.
He's such a good guy, and we had so much fun in Miami, and he was the perfect one to take my place on the original Good Life out of Miami when a military move brought me out here to Kansas. And we did a dinner at Jack's house one time with Chef Tell. You remember Chef Tell?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God, it was debauchery before anybody knew what that word was.
It was well, you know, he's the only person I know that has better stories than I do.
Well, and he's such a great cook, too. That's the fun part. Anyway, back to you. Let's go and talk about, first off, if someone is a photographer, especially if they like to take landscapes and things of natural beauty, there is no better place. And you go up and down the coast. I mean, it's not, yes, you spend an inordinate amount of time in places where there's vineyards planted, and that's most everywhere. But talk about some of your favorite places and some of the most intriguing sites where you have taken pictures that have maybe found their way into Vineyard Sonoma County.
Well, I do. I travel up and down the state of California photographing the wine industry and capturing the seasonal changes. You know, Mendocino County always will hold a special place in my heart here because that's really where I first moved up to from L.A. I'm currently living in Santa Barbara County, but I spend most of my time in Sonoma County and Napa Valley. And actually just spent a week up in the Willamette Valley during harvest here a few weeks ago. So I do branch out and have been to Bordeaux and Okanagan. I do have a world view, but it's California that I, you know, that is first and foremost in my life and photography, and having produced a wonderful book called Down to Earth with the Wine Institute a couple of years back. You know, Sonoma County really is a very special place, and I wanted to make sure that I took the images that I have produced over the last 20 years and put them into a beautiful coffee table, large format coffee table book. Gives this place that is has been my home for the past 25 years, special meaning. I mean, we have the Pacific Ocean, and we have all this incredible food diversity, and we have these beautiful 60,000-plus acres of vineyard spread around this county that's as large as Los Angeles. And it's really a special place, and I as I said, the book has just been released, and people can order it by going to georgerose.com. You will not find this on Amazon. It was a winery-sponsored book, so basically all of my expenses and costs were put up by wineries that include Rodney Strong, Flanagan, Benovia, Gallo Family, Jackson Family, and American Ag Credit, as well as the Sonoma County wine growers, which this book probably wouldn't be possible without their full support. The Sonoma County wine growers are just, you know, a special bunch, and the Sonoma County vintners and tourism as well. So lots of people signed on to this book project and made it become a reality.
Well, it's what a great way from your side of the story to start out putting together a book together, having all that support behind you. That's a good deal. And you heard, I know, I'm sure you heard, you know, Mike Sullivan lost his house.
Yes.
Sonovia, and
I stopped counting at 50 people. I don't want to keep going back to this, but I mean, it really is so hard to wrap your arms around, and the numbers of people in the wine industry across the board, from the executives all the way down to the vineyard workers, you know, we're talking, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people just in the wine industry, never mind the thousands of people who are now homeless, without homes in Sonoma County. It's a real tragedy, and I do have some information on where people can donate. There's certainly an awful lot of GoFundMe programs, but I've got a real special one when you're ready to.
Well, let's do that. I put a list on goodlifeguy.com below our show today that has Napa, Sonoma, and Santa Rosa in particular. But what are some of the ones? What are some of your favorites where folks might donate?
Well, I am really getting behind the Sonoma County wine growers. They have a foundation. It's called the Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation. They have teamed up with the Sonoma County Farm Bureau and set up a fund that will, benefit the ag workers who have lost their homes. That address is www.sc, sggf.org. And that's for the Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation, SCGGF. That money got off to a great start with donations from the Jordan Vineyard and Winery Foundation and American Ag Credit, who are just, you know, everywhere in Sonoma County. They and actually all over California, but in Sonoma County, American Ag Credit really gets props here for their community involvement. And, you know, these fires affected everybody in the wine business. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody, including the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers, who lost her home. And so this is a very meaningful charity to donate to. It's going to go directly to those ag workers who can least afford their homes, especially in the real estate, stratospheric real estate of California. I mean, if we had a housing crisis before, we definitely have one now.
Well, you know, George, you know Lisa Mattson from Jordan now, and tonight we were supposed to be going to Jordan's Halloween party. And
that's right.
And I'm glad it got canceled. You know, it's a shame, but it's the right thing to do. And poor Lisa, her home was one of two in her neighborhood left standing, and it was damaged severely. They lost their detached two-car garage and their pool house and a lot of outside things, but the main structure of their home is beat up but still intact. And I'm glad to hear that they were one of the biggest donors to the Sonoma County Grape Growers.
I mean, they were right up first, and I saw a photo of the garage, and you know, of course, they were traveling; they weren't at home, and so now to come home and deal with all this, and I mean, it's really tragic. And you know, it's not, you know, it's all of these homes that are dotting the hillsides and. But nobody expected this to move down into the flatlands, or you know what's called the urban areas of Santa Rosa, and we're talking about neighborhoods of 500 to 800 homes just completely gone. The fire was so intense, 60 miles an hour. It was creating its own weather, and there were overturned cars. In the aftermath, I mean, you can see how this tornadic creature firestorm just completely tore through these neighborhoods and just incinerated everything that was designed to burn. The only thing left standing were the, you know, masonry
chimneys.
And ironically, outdoor barbecues.
Oh, man. Well, you know, one of the things that worries me the most, and there's the people being without homes is horrendous, but the repair process, the rebuilding in a place and time in our country where if I wanted to build a home in Santa Rosa or you know, somewhere in Northern California and wine country, you know, finding a contractor and get building starting and how long that takes is a huge challenge then.
Yeah, I want to be optimistic, and I must say the county of Sonoma County has got their act together because they were trying to deal with the housing crisis before the fire, and so they were a lot of their rules and regulations were being refitted to get some construction going, and you know, it's going to be a slow process. I know that we will all rebuild. And make this an even better community, but it's going to take some time. And again, you know, I'm focused entirely on Sonoma County because that's where I was during the fires and documenting all that was going on here in Sonoma County, mainly because I could not get over to Napa. All the roads were closed. And ironically, I was in Napa photographing harvest at Trinquero Napa Valley up between St. Helena and Calistoga the day before. And, you know, harvest was kind of winding down, and everybody seemed pretty confident that that this was going to be a good year, if not great, for California wine, despite some of the heat that we had during the summer and then, you know, just some of the crazy humidity and weather. But the harvest was almost done. It was over. So, you know, you hear these reports that the entire California 2017 vintage has been destroyed. That is just simply not the case. That's fake news. The reality is that, you know, approximately 90%, 90 to 95% of the vines had been picked. These grapes were in, you know, the juice and were grapes were either in fermenters or the juice was in tank long before these fires hit. So just know that and hopefully support the idea of purchasing 2017 wines when they come out.
Well, yeah, purchasing any wines is a great way to donate. Go buy a case today and it, from something from Sonoma or Napa because it's both sides. What do you think? You know, I've heard different things. Have you heard a number for vineyards that were damaged?
Yeah, here's a few statistics. You know, total destruction of wineries is at about 10. One of the, and that's in Napa and Sonoma and Mendocino County. So 10 wineries, which is, I mean, the good news is it's a very small number. It could have been a lot more. Signorello is, you know, probably the most identifiable winery that was destroyed in Napa Valley. One of the most popular wineries in Santa Rosa was Paradise Ridge, which was, you know, just had these extraordinary views of the entire area. And then they have this fabulous collection of art, large sculptures out in the vineyards and surrounding wood sides. And the vineyard survived, the sculptures survived, the winery, you know, was destroyed. Quite a number, I believe another 10 to 14 wineries sustained damage from light to severe. You know, it was just during the fire, there was just wild speculation about all of the wineries that were burning. But, you know, in reality, the damage was limited. Yes, there was damage, but it was limited. The number of acreage that may have been burned or affected is kind of a fluctuating number because basically the fire kind of runs out of fuel when it hits the vineyards. Yeah, the first two or three rows might be burned or singed pretty badly, but at the end of the day, it's very hard to burn a vine, a grapevine. There's just too much moisture in them. And so there is this thought, and it's just an idea that the vineyards actually saved these fires from going completely out of control. There were some vines, some older vines, possibly diseased, virus vines, that did burn in and around the Fountain Grove area. But the amount of acreage damaged was very minimal in Napa and Sonoma County. Yes, there was some vines and rows destroyed, but not wholesale. And, yeah. You know, again, another fake story was that everybody was going to have to replant. That is just simply not the case.
No. Thank goodness. Well, and, you know, even those wineries that lost their production facilities, everybody is so cool in the wine business when it comes to something like that. There'll be wineries opening their doors, opening tanks, and making room and helping other people produce their wines.
There was an awful lot of camaraderie there, and the probably the biggest issue for wineries was that power was out to about 90,000 to 100,000 businesses and homes, following the fire, and possibly for two or three days. I know one of the places that I was at, the power had been out for 3 days, but. They brought in generators to get things going, and you know the fermentations continued, and everything was in a tank, so there's no smoke But it was a very harrowing, it's been a harrowing 14 days since the fire broke out. I mean, it's just been a real challenge to get correct information about what was going on in the wine industry. The fire, the first responders were doing a magnificent job, but you just simply could not stop a 50 to 60 mile an hour wind-driven storm at, you know, 14% humidity.
Wow.
It was the classic California devil wind.
Well, could have been worse. I can't imagine, you know, seeing the pictures, I can't imagine what it would be like to be there. And poor Lisa Mattson, she's on holiday in Spain, but she has to see pictures and watch and hear the news all the way across the Atlantic. And the, I don't know what's worse, being woken up at 2:30 in the morning to be evacuated at short notice, or watching it on TV and unfold. Anyway, George, can you stay with us for just another couple minutes? Did I understand that you're going to let me give away a book?
You betcha.
What a great deal. So, folks, this is a high-quality countertop, a coffee table book with magnificent photography of Sonoma County from my guest George Rose. It's an expensive book. It's a beautiful book, and you can be the lucky winner. You know the drill. 316-869-1330. Caller number 5 will give you a copy of Vineyard, Sonoma County. Call now. We'll be right back with George and the Wine of the Week from Benziger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.